Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is The Blank Canvas. This is John Cox, your host. I'm here today where today's show, our theme is creative wellness. And I'm very excited to have two guests with me today. I have Anita Cates, who's from the Family Medical Center. And she's also a central member of New Providence Community Center or New Providence Community Church. And she's going to be here talking about a program that she has going on at both the church as well as her medical practice. And in addition to Anita, I have Utavia George, who is a current student at the College of the Bahamas, an art education student that is doing extremely well, is really making a name for herself in the community and making the college quite proud and the art community quite proud. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It is really great to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Not a problem.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah, Utavia, I should mention, is one of my students, so I'm very particularly happy to see all of the experiment and all of the experimentation that she does. So let's just get right into it. Creative wellness. Anita, what is wellness? What is wellness? What is that?
It's such a huge topic. First and foremost, wellness is about being the best that you can be in whatever place that you are right now, right at this point in time. Wellness is really, it's an ongoing process of getting better in all areas of your life. And when we look at wellness, actually we're looking at the five areas of wellness. So when people think about wellness, the first thing that they think about is physical wellness.
Right.
And then, so it's physical wellness, there is emotional wellness.
Right.
Social wellness, financial wellness, and spiritual wellness. And they all work together synergistically to make us be a whole person.
Now, do you think, is there any one of those, you mentioned five things, and forgive me, spiritual wellness, emotional wellness, physical, financial, and what's the fifth one?
Social.
Is there any hierarchy there? Is there any one that should be kind of dealt with first? You know what I mean? Like when you're on the plane, like, you know, you got to take care of yourself first. Like what is there any, or you think they're all kind of across the board?
I think it's all across the board. But realistically, if we take physical wellness first, I mean, that's probably, I wouldn't say the most important, but it could be the first thing to look at. But
right.
Having said that, they all work together.
Right.
And so I think it's, to be honest, if you're looking at change, it's you start where you think you can change. So if you think you can make positive changes in your financial area first, and you do that first. Mm. So it depends on the individual.
Sure. So let me ask another question. When you come to when people come to the doctor, do you find that oftentimes our problems stem from places that don't really get addressed when we go to the doctor? Like, you know, you go to the doctor and you say, oh man, I got a bad flu or I have a problem. And the doctor will, you know, most of the time just kind of treat exactly what you're talking about. I have a pain in my elbow, so I'm giving you elbow pain medicine. But it's not really like, you know, it's that elbow pain is coming from somewhere else. Do you think that we're doing a good job taking care of each other?
I think to answer the first part of the question is that when we go to the doctor, it's often our physical ailments that are looked at. And we know through my training as a community nurse specialist practitioner, my husband's training in Family Medicine Center, is that we can't just look at the physical aspects. And we usually find that, you know, to use your elbow analogy, that when we actually get deeper into conversation, the reason that you've got a bad elbow is because you're working night and day.
Sure.
To try and feed your family.
Right.
And, you know, it's
right.
It becomes a financial issue. So when you're dealing with the whole person, you have to look at all of these aspects of wellness. Absolutely.
Right.
And I think we're getting there. You're asking if we're doing a good job. We are getting there. We're recognizing that we are so much more than our physical wellness.
Right. And, well, you know, that question when I say if we are doing well, you know, that's obviously not directed at your institution.
No,
I just mean like as a group of people, are we aware of that? You know, because I often find sometimes when you have a medical condition or a medical concern, and you kind of know that it's something more is going on than just this current kind of thing, and you would like to have a conversation. I mean, I always feel like good conversation's pretty hard to come by. And it can be so helpful, so insightful, so healing. So, Utavia, what does it feel like to make art? You know, a lot of people never get the opportunity to do what you do, and I think we take it for granted. How does it feel to make art? You're a good artist. Yeah. How old are you? 21?
20.
Yeah. You're way better than me when I was 20.
I feel as though it's like you have to make art to get a feeling across. You have to get a feeling across, and it's my only way to say how I feel. It's my only way to give my opinion.
Right.
So that others can understand it, to like hear my side of the story, or right. to record like how I feel, like a history or something. Being creative, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. I mean, if you it's think like about the history of art. I mean, you know, when we at COB, there's survey art class, and you talk about the history of art and what kind of function art has.
Right.
Or let's just not say art, because I think art sometimes can be a little bit limiting and kind of alienating. Let's just talk about being creative, like the creative process. You think of how central being creative is to the right. development of just general society, that the kind of development of history in general, as you go back as far as the cave paintings. This is how people would communicate to let people know where it was, that it was safe, that it was okay. These were symbols that you know, dealt with people's livelihood, and you know, and if you go into the Renaissance period, you think you know, Leonardo da Vinci was instrumental in kind of drawing and understanding the human anatomy, like cutting up cadavers and like actually drawing out the physical, you know, the skeleton, the central nervous system, all of the organs and that kind of thing. And it kind of comes through this doorway. You learn about that in an art survey class. But if you think about it, it's like, man, that's a whole, that's an entirely different kind of arena. And I, you know, my realization is that art is not a subject in and of itself, right? Like art is a vehicle. Right, art is a boat, you know, it's a vessel, and it carries aspects of life in it, and you know, and being a creative person allows us to kind of, you know, engage that. Anita, how do you think? Let's talk more specifically about this program that you want to start at your center, the Salas program or the Salas Project?
Yeah, the Salas Project. Oh my goodness, talk about creativity. You know, when you have one of those moments, those aha moments, and my husband and I, Dr. Cates, have always been very, very passionate about art,
right.
and especially about up-and-coming art students, because we both believe wholeheartedly
right.
that as a nation, we have some of the most incredible artists, and there just seems to be so much here that I've not seen really in any other country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're both very, very passionate about that. And then on the other side, we're both very passionate about wellness, and it was this moment of, oh my goodness, aha, why don't we use art as a way of driving deeper into this conversation of wellness?
Right.
When I think about art, I think about co-creating.
Sure.
I think about it being a way of expressing life, and wellness is about life, and it's such an exciting thing, and an exciting vehicle, a boat to use and to carry wellness in. So it kind of burst out of that, the Salas Project, and Salas in itself is Latin for wellness, salvation, and wholeness. That's
okay.
That's what we chose.
And how do you spell that?
S-A-L-U-S.
Okay, all right.
And the other thing as well is that you mentioned about me being a member of New Providence Community Church. And as a church, we hold art and beauty very, very high up as part of our values.
Sure.
So we have the Ladder Gallery, which is actually on our church premises,
right.
as a way of saying, look, as a church, this is a value that we hold very, very high. So the Salas Project will start off within the walls of New Providence Community Center under the Health and Wellness Ministry. And we're going to be able to hang some amazing art on the Ladder Gallery.
Right. So Can you talk to us a little bit about how that's going to work? You have five elements. So how is that? What are you doing? You have five elements. So what do you know, like how that's going to play out? You're going to use the ladder gallery. What's going to happen after that?
We're going to use the ladder gallery. We're going to look deeper into the five elements of wellness. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to be opening on the 17th of May. The doors open at 7 o'clock.
Is that Thursday or Friday?
That's going to be on that's a Thursday.
Thursday, okay.
Thursday at New Providence Community Center, 7 o'clock starts. And you're going to be able to come and engage the students, engage myself, Dr. Cates, my husband, Dr. Cates, and myself, in this whole concept of wellness. It's going to run for 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then this is when it kind of gets really exciting, is we're going to be moving these pieces of art, and they are going to be coming into our practice. They're going to be displayed at the Family Medicine Center on Blake Road at the Western Medical Plaza. And this whole idea of this being a gallery that's going to be consistently rotating. People come in and out of our doors, and it's going to be wonderful that they're going to be able to focus on something other than the TV and on magazines.
No, exactly. I mean, so how do you think that having an artful environment in a place where people are coming to be treated is beneficial? What do you think the effect of that is going to be?
I think it's only going to have a positive impact as people begin to look deeper into these concepts of wellness and concepts of healing. I mean, I think we recognize that the importance of art and healing is really, I guess, quite untapped at the moment, but it is very, very important.
Right. Utavia, you were this project was proposed a while ago, right, and you are one of the first students or I should say artists that decided to engage it, and you were enthusiastic about it from the get-go. And I should mention that there's about five, what's happening is there's going to be five artists dealing with five of the elements, right. What about this project was exciting to you?
Firstly, the first thing that was exciting about this project was the fact that it came at a point in time where I was really busy getting a bunch of other projects done, getting work out. And I realized that a lot of people saying they didn't have a lot of time for it, they didn't want to do it, and I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And then that's one thing about me. When I decide to do something, I do it.
Right.
I don't short do it, I do the whole thing. And I decided that this project would, as I got more into it, I started to like research it and like think about the different wellnesses. I realized that how important they are and how they help patients actually feel happy and stuff, and it removes them from their current position. Like if they have cancer, like you look at this painting, like wow, and then they get like excited. And I thought about like making people feel like that, and it pushed me to like do more.
Right. I mean, I also think that there's some benefit, there's some science to environmental kind of influence on mood and just kind of outlook and perspective. I mean, I think architects and town planners fully are aware of the kind of influence that design has on people's attitude.
Yes.
Just the way you flow through a space, the way, you know, and somehow green spaces tend to allow people to kind of feel a little bit more at ease. You can sit down, it feels a bit more like, you know, there's some kind of, something happens there. And when you're in a building that seems like it's well lit and it's the breeze is coming through, there's something about that. And those are just essentially decisions. And this is what excites me about this Salas project, is that it's a decision that's coming from an arena that's not necessarily connected to the art arena, which is very, very exciting for me, because I feel like we are all just one kind of community of people. And it allows this kind of creative gene to be invigorated, because I think that it takes almost as much artfulness to be an interpreter of art as it does to be the creator of art.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that some people can have such a lift just by experiencing works of art, by listening to music, by being a part of the theater, by the arts, you know, quote unquote, not just visual art. And I think that it kind of, a lot of people's, the ability to kind of do that is just kind of dismissed. And when they come to the office, they'll be able to look at this stuff and say, wow, like all of a sudden there's something talking to me from this work. I don't know what it is, but something's happening.
But I can relate to it.
Right, right. And this project's going to rotate, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to rotate. And that's the whole idea, is I want to be able to, as a company, we want to be able to lift up the students and the up-and-coming artists.
Right.
And I feel that having it in such a public space and being engaging in different students is they're going to get exposure as well, which is exceptionally important to us. We really want to lift you guys up, because at the end of the day, you're the future. You are going to be the people who are going to be shaping my kids' future as well.
Exactly.
So we really hold you very much in high regard, but no pressure.
No, I think it's going to be really, really good. And I think, you know, on our last show, we spoke about the gallery, the role of the gallery. And I just kind of think that Anita, you guys should be commended for redefining your space in this way, because I think what you do is now you're redefining, you're brave in that you're rethinking your space in a way that allows art in a meaningful, central way. Not like in the ninth inning. Oh yeah, by the way, we need to bring in some paintings to hang on the wall. Oh yeah, whatever they are, it doesn't matter.
I'll go to IKEA and
pick up a couple of pictures, buy a few things, and slap them on the wall. That's not the approach that you're taking. You're taking a much more central approach, which I think will achieve this decorative quality, which is certainly a part of our. We want the space to be dynamic and provocative and engaging and look nice, but we also want it to be intellectually stimulating, and you know, all of these other things that we're talking about physically stimulating, emotionally stimulating, spiritually stimulating.
Yes,
and art somehow seems to be this area in the community that, you know, is allowed to cut to the chase in a way that other areas are not.
Yes.
You know,
and also as well, to be honest, I think I'm a little bit selfish, is that I actually really want to see some fabulous art in the space.
Right.
And I think about that with my employees as well. It's not just beneficial for our clients, but it's also going to be beneficial for us as well to just work, as you were saying, in such a beautiful environment. So, yeah, we are thrilled.
Now, I was watching a program on the weekend. It just happened to be, it was just coincidental. I was watching a CBS morning program on Sunday, and they were focusing on a hospital, I think it was Mount Sinai Hospital. I believe it's a New York-based hospital, but it doesn't really matter. The point of it is that there was a major collector, some major collectors, a couple, that had decided to display their collection in a hospital. And I thought, geez, this is almost exactly what I think Anita and Graham are trying to do.
Sure.
And they had a lot of really big, well-known kind of North American artists, like from the middle of the 1900s, you know, the big names, Andy Warhol and Roy Lichtenstein, all the pop artists. And I'm sure, Utavia, you know of all of these, but all the big names. And they interviewed some patients about the effect that this artwork would have had. And I think if we try to explain that or put that in a proposal to say, I think we should have these abstract paintings in this doctor's office, it might not make a whole lot of sense on paper. But once you physically put the two things together, people are like, oh my goodness, this is such a beautiful connection. And they had stroke victims who needed to rehabilitate themselves, and they needed to walk and exercise and things. And they were just so much more enthusiastic about going through the halls of the hospital, because they could see all of this work and look into all of the, you know, narratives that were being showcased in the work, you know. So, Utavia, which of the elements are you dealing with?
I'm dealing with paint and.
Which of the five elements?
I'm dealing with emotional balance. I was going to talk to you about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you were saying, how we were talking about students trying to get like the work out and like. Just taking this opportunity to participate in the Salas project. At the time, I was really burdened with so much other projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, through that burden, I found that this was an opportunity. So I'm showcasing that in my piece, where it's like emotional wellness. You have to change your perception about how you view your burdens, because they actually have a lot of opportunities in them.
Right.
When you're going through all that stress, there's a lot more opportunities happening.
Right.
So.
No, I think that's a great thing. I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think we have other people dealing with that on a different level. What kind of, what are you going to do? You know, because I know at COB now that the art students do all kinds of things. I mean, like, you know. Okay, well, you know what? We gotta take a break, and we're gonna come back and talk more with you, Tavia, about what is she gonna do to deal with emotional wellness for the Salus Project. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is The Blank Canvas, and for those of you who want to listen online, you can go to guardiantalkradio.com and stream this program. We'll be back.